If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to the Fluent Mind ESL podcast. You're here with me, Sochal, and my co-host, Jack. And Jack, why don't you kick us off today?
All right. So today we're going to do our weekly or bi-weekly debate topic. And today's debate topic is students should wear uniforms in elementary, middle school, and high school. And Sochal, I'm going to give you the, you're going to argue that they should, and I'll argue that they should not have to do that.
And okay.
So, yeah, and I'll let you start. You can have the floor first.
Okay. I believe that it's important for students to wear uniforms through elementary, middle, and high school because, first of all, it levels the playing field. So that way, students who come from poor or rich families, you don't know, it doesn't matter. Everyone's wearing the same thing. There's equality in the classroom. You can't bully someone based on their clothes. It makes things super easy because children aren't worried about what they're going to wear today, whether they're on trend, and anything else. They're just there to focus on learning. And it just eliminates so many distractions and issues. I mean, even for me as an adult, I know that when I wake up in the morning, getting dressed is it something that's time consuming. I can't imagine for teenagers and middle schoolers and even elementary schoolers who are thinking about how they want to look to their peers and care so much about, you know, public opinion and whether they're going to get bullied or not for what they chose to wear. It just eliminates so much stress, money, time, and distraction. So I completely support using uniforms in schools.
Okay. Good argument. I'm going to try to just kind of address these piece by piece. So the first one is money. Actually, uniforms are quite expensive, at least here in Korea. And as you know, like middle school kids grow like very quickly. So being able to like take some pants out or make them longer is kind of difficult. So you often have to buy like a new pair of pants during the school year or a couple new pairs of pants. And students kind of outgrow the uniforms rather quickly.
Am I allowed to debate you back?
Yeah. You can counter it. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Rebuttal is fine.
So when I was living in Mexico, and I actually went to a private school, so we would get like our Catholic school uniforms. What my mom would do, which a lot of moms do, is just buy it a little bit too big. And then most people like have some basic sewing skills. You can just take it in. And then you just let out those seams or those like cuffs inside, like the hemline of your skirt or your pants as the child gets older, first of all. And then second of all, most places, especially public schools, are the uniforms are subsidized. So it's like, yeah, if you make enough money, obviously uniforms are expensive, but you make enough money to cover that cost. But if you're from a low income family, that's going to be subsidized for you. So you don't have to worry about the cost of the uniform.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me try another angle. I'm going to keep coming at you like different points of view here. Okay. Second one is like personal expression. So, you know, some making everybody look the same kind of diminishes or suppresses the personality of the students, because a lot of people express their personality through fashion. So it is true that, like, you know, some students will wear very expensive clothing, whereas other students cannot afford very expensive clothing. But I find that these days, I don't think that's really such an issue these days. Is like most clothing online, and where a lot of students will, even students that have money, will buy their clothes like cheaply. It's not, they don't buy like expensive clothes.
Yeah, but one of the big like aspects of that is that if you're buying something thrifted or secondhand, or it's just obvious that you come from a low income family, it just becomes very obvious. Like, yeah, you can buy clothes on Shein, but even for a low income family, buying those like cheap online clothes new, like that cost adds up. They usually end up getting hand-me-downs or thrifted items that are not going to be on trend or fit this current style usually. And so that's a point of contention. And then if you like end up mending clothes, then that's going to be very obvious because you got like a hand-me-down or whatever. Yeah, so
I
that's
guess
an issue.
unless the kid is like really creative, you know, like I find like the creative kids always find their style, you know, somehow by hook or by crook, you know, like you just figure it out. But yeah,
And
maybe
that's the thing
there's
with the
others that
fashion,
don't.
right? I feel like you still have hair, your hair clips, and your other personal styles, but you're going to school to learn, not to like show off your fashion style to your peers. And I'm a very fashion for like I love fashion, but I feel like there's a time and a place for fashion, and when you're at school, you're there to focus. And again, when people like when you like within a certain niche of fashion, like punk, alternative, goth, whatever, a lot of those kids get bullied relentlessly. I know because I was an alternative kid myself, and I definitely got bullied for it. I didn't care at all, but I still got bullied, and I feel like it just eliminates a lot of that pressure and like problems and everything else.
Yeah, that's a good
And
you yeah, I told the students at the beginning, you're a very good debater. So I always plan on losing these. But the other thing, yeah, I mean that's true. Like they're I think the positives outweigh the negatives, you know, like of having uniforms, because I do agree with you that like you know, not by choice, but like students who have to wear hand-me-downs and stuff like that will feel kind of diminished by the society. You know what I mean? Like their self-esteem is like takes a hit, and they didn't even do it. It has nothing to do with them. You know, like it was. Whereas you can kind of blend in if you have a uniform. Like nobody knows. You know, the history of the family or the financial situation or whatever. It's just that you're just another student here. And you have like a kind of clean history, you know what I mean? Like there's
And
no,
that also levels the playing field because, like, let's be real, there's a lot of countries where having like coming from a rich family like just bolsters your connections within school. You never know like who's gonna end up going to what college or what job they're gonna have in the future. And then if people don't even know like you come from a poor family, that honestly levels the playing field so much more because just classicism within the classroom can really socially impact a child.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. The other one is the time, you know, time consuming. I mean, if you don't wear a uniform, you could still lay your clothes out the night before. You know what I mean? Just do like a just kind of predict like what you think you're going to wear, and just kind of you know, for me,
Yeah,
that's what
I
I
was a
intend to
teenage
do.
girl not that long ago, and I remember like it's like you're a
Changing your
teenage
mind.
girl. You laid your stuff out the night before, you look at it and you're like, no, that's not right. Oh, you put it on and you're like, that outfit is not how I imagined it, like in my head. Now I gotta change my whole thing. It's just like, and then for like parents, that's time consuming as well because like that they at least until middle school, they're the ones dressing the kids, right? So that's kind of time consuming and stressful. And then it just adds like more laundry for the parents, more issues for the parents, more things for the parents to do who are already stressed enough. And yeah, the kids can be more independent and like do their own laundry and whatnot, but that just takes away like more time from them too. Like the time that you spend picking out what outfit you're gonna wear the day before school, you could have spent studying another extra 30 minutes.
I mean that's a good point. I mean I think that like you know, I mean it's different for boys, I think, because you know, like you it's a pair of jeans and a black t-shirt, you know what I mean? Like that's how I
Right,
lay
but
it
then
out,
you're
you know.
making sure that boys are coming like dressed.
Not wearing like an inappropriate t-shirt or something like
Yeah,
that.
in a professional environment, which is school ends up being. I mean, I hated the argument when I was a kid, but it is kind of a professional environment that does prepare you for like your future as a professional. So, yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, that makes sure that boys are all just going to be, you know, in their own regular clothes. They don't have to worry about anything.
Okay. Well, you know, I tried. I went after your three arguments, but I think I'm not going to win this one. So, because I've actually agreed with you that like I think ultimately uniforms is a better way to go, just
And this
because
is
for the
funny
reasons
because
you
I
said.
actually, I'm not like a huge supporter of uniforms. I think, like, I'm not, like, if I had to pick, I'd probably have picked your side that my true opinion is like kids should be able to, within reason, there should be a dress code. Like, people shouldn't be wearing just anything. Like, you know, boys shouldn't be wearing like inappropriate t-shirts or stuff like that. But, I think people should be able to wear anything. When you're an adult, you have to wear certain things anyway. No one's telling you how to dress.
I
Like you
mean,
can't show up to your office job
yeah.
and actor, you know, so
Right. But the problem is like nowadays, like business casual is not what it used to be. Like
no, it
business
is
casual
absolutely.
just means like is anything you want. Like you could wear an Adidas jumpsuit and get away with that probably
Yeah,
these days in an office.
that's mostly
Like you can
true.
just get away
After
with murder now.
COVID, yeah. We should make a whole other episode about that. But
Yeah, we
students,
should
let
talk
us
about this.
out.
Like what do those terms mean and what did they mean and what do they mean now? I think that would be an
Yeah.
interesting topic.
It will be really interesting because Jack like was kind of around when all of that still meant something, and then I came into the workforce when that stuff didn't mean anything anymore. So it's
Yeah,
just
people
kind
are
of an
wearing
interesting.
like pajamas now to work. Like they it's just
Yeah,
like
that's
people
bad.
drape themselves and like yeah, it's weird.
A blank, a snuggie, a blanket or
Yeah, you
something.
just like just. Just
Yeah.
whatever you woke up, wearing, you could just walk into the office these days, seems like there's just like no dress code anywhere anymore.
Decorum, yeah.
Crazy.
All right, students. Well, let us know what you think. Email us at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com or leave us a comment down below. I'm gonna let Jack take us out here.
You can find us on all the major platforms. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts. Just look for the Fluent Mind ESL podcast. We also are under the banner, the old banner of the A to Z English podcast. So if you want to listen to old episodes, I think maybe you could probably find them through the Fluent Mind ESL podcast title. But you can also find our old podcast at the A to Z English podcast. So yeah, we're kind of we're just transitioning slowly to this new title. But yeah, we'll get there eventually. Oh, yeah. And our email address is A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And yeah, I guess with that said, we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye
Bye
bye.
bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.